Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Good morning. 6:21 on Wall Street. The highest UK court ruled this morning that Prime Minister Theresa May must seek an act of parliament to trigger the 2-year countdown to Brexit, handing lawmakers a chance to soften the government's plan. The court ruled against the government by an 8-3 vote, but they did rule unanimously that legislatures in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland don't get to vote on the Article 50 process. Bloomberg Intelligence UK economist Dan Hansen joining us now in our London studios. Dan, good morning. Does this change your view at all on a possibly softer Brexit ahead?
Well, probably not on balance. I think the key thing to remember here is the sort of the hard Brexit goes right to the core of why a lot of people voted to leave the European Union. It focused very heavily on migration and on sovereignty. And I still think that's really where the negotiation is going to head. And I don't think Parliament is going to block Article 50. I think it's going to go through. They may attempt to soften it, but what you've got to remember is, you know, Parliament, they're representing the people, and the people voted against this migration issue and against the EU's control over the UK sovereignty. So there's really a, it's difficult, but I think ultimately the UK is still heading for a pretty hard Brexit.
Now, Theresa May has said that Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are going to get a voice in this, but the fact that they don't get a formal vote, does that save Theresa May's government from perhaps higher costs?
Perhaps. I mean, Scotland, the Scottish government, Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister of Scotland, has been quite vocal about wanting Scotland to remain part of the European Union. So at the margin, yes, it's made Theresa May's life perhaps a touch easier. But in the context of the challenge that lies ahead of her, with this, you know, getting this Article 50 bill through Parliament and then the negotiation with the EU, you know, it's a small victory, but there are bigger challenges ahead.
Now, Prime Minister May is set to become the first foreign leader to meet with the new president since he's taken office here in the U.S. What is she looking for in terms of U.S. support?
So I think what Theresa May will be looking for, certainly when thinking about the negotiation with the EU, is the beginnings of being able to make noises about the UK having a trade deal with the US. You know, it would be a big, big win for her if she could start to sort of make noises about that. I mean, the thing to remember is it's actually against EU law to negotiate trade deals while you're still a member of the EU. So the UK has to tread a fine line. I mean, beyond trade, there's things around defence as well that she'll be looking for. But certainly, I think trade will be pretty high on her agenda.
Dan Hansen from Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you very much. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO.